On the app, online,
and across the Cape on 567 AM.
This is Cape Talk.
This is Cape Talk.
You'll remember that on the 13th of March in 2018, Ian McPherson was riding his bicycle near Fishhook when he was stabbed and robbed of his bicycle and cell phone. Three suspects were arrested for possession of stolen possession and one count of murder. The murder suspect has given up his right to appeal at the hearing on the 29th of March and will remain in custody until the next court date, which is set for the 8th of May. Well, Ian's son, Rob, called on Helen Ziller, the Western Cape Premier, as well as her government and all other local authorities to take action. We have, over the last couple of weeks, been talking a lot about getting onto your bicycles and using that as a way of getting around the city in light of the bus strike that is currently underway. And I thought, given the invitation to you today to remember Ian McPherson in some point, but also, one hopes, take back the streets and the cycle paths of Cape Town, I thought I'd speak to Renford Brandt, who's a friend of the murdered cyclist Ian McPherson, about the cycle that they are planning for later on this morning. Renford, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Africa. It's Ren Brandt speaking.
And what is the plan regarding what you're asking cyclists to do today?
Well, Africa, we've got a major ride on this morning. It's going to be, I think, very well supported. I knew Ian very well, you know, through the Recyclers, which is our local club here of retired cyclists. And I've got Professor Roland Eastman with me as well, who's also a member of the Recyclers and got to know Ian very well. I knew Ian, you know, right from when I started cycling. Then I was also a victim of hit-and-run accidents, two of them actually. Lost my leg. And Ian was actually part of my rehab. He actually saved my life. So I knew him very well, and I can thank him for getting me back on the bike. I don't want to say too much about that side of it. Today's about Ian and getting this campaign going. And we're expecting tremendous support today. Professor Eastman, who is with me at the moment, who prefers to be called Roland, had also got to know Ian very well. And got on a lot of mountain bike trips with him, which he had organized. So he's here with me as well to have a word.
Good morning, Africa. Good morning, Roland.
Tell us more about the campaign then that you and Renford have put together and hoping that you're going to get support for today.
Well, the purpose of today's ride is twofold. Most importantly, it's a memorial to Ian and a celebration of Ian's life. And the second part is that we hope this will be the start of a process whereby we in the cycling community can start to see where we can assist in helping with the safety of individual citizens and the local communities.
And how can people then show support for the campaign, Roland?
Well, to start off with, supporting the authorities. There are many ways in which communities are supporting the authorities. People are often under-resourced these days, and so that's one obvious area where we can start. The others, amongst the cyclists themselves, to ride in groups, to ride sensibly and responsibly, and to be aware of where they're riding. You know, we can only do what we can with what we have where we are, and we hope this will be the start of a process whereby we all work together.
I was saying to Renford, just as I was introducing the conversation, Roland, that in light of the bus strike that we've been experiencing in Cape Town and really the rest of South Africa for the last 2.5 weeks or so, the question of getting onto your bicycle and cycling to work, cycling to school, and obviously home afterward has come up again. We've had conversations with the City of Cape Town's Brett Herron about that. We've had conversations with the Pedal Power Association about that. Because we need to get to a point in Cape Town where it is safe again to get on your bicycle and to cycle, whether you're doing it for leisure or whether you're doing it because you're wanting to be responsible to the climate, whatever the case may be, you must be safe when you're on a bicycle.
Absolutely. And many people are working in this direction, and we have a sense momentum is building and people recognizing that cycling. Cycling, of course, is not only a recreational and a healthy activity, but also for many people in the country, we see cycling as affordable mobility. You know, a child can get to school without having to walk for hours. The person with a bicycle has got mobility and can search further for work. Bike e-cycling can play a large social function as well, apart from as recreation.
And this morning at 7 o'clock, you are, well, 7:30, I suppose, is the time that you're cycling, but you're asking people to meet you there at 7 for 7:30. Where are you asking them to meet? At Fishhook Sports Field?
It's the Fishhook Sports Field, and it's an open ride, and anyone who'd like to support this initiative, we welcome them to join us or join us during the ride. We're going to ride over Chapman's Peak into Hart Bay, up Sekebosi and round to Buckhoven and back. That's our route, and we're happy to have people join us to show support.
Thank you very much. Good luck to you and Renford, and what a wonderful way of showing support for your friend, the murdered cyclist Ian McPherson. That is Renford Brunt as well as Roland. They're inviting you to meet them at the parking area at the Fishhook Sports Field at 7 for 7:30. Then you'll be invited to cycle in a route from Kosse Road straight over Okapsevach into Noorduk Drive, Chapman's Peak, Hout Bay, Sekerbosi, Landadno, Bugwoven, and back to the sports field again. There will be no road closures, and all cyclists must obey the rules of the road at all times. You are being asked to obey those rules. So 7 for 7:30, go and support this initiative, and let's take back our cycle paths and roads in Cape Town.